Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The passage of a $2.8 billion budget did not come without some sparks from Harris County commissioners. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now. Tom, good morning.
And good morning, Matt. Harris County avoids a $200 million deficit and delivers sizable $81,000 pay raises to constables. But it wasn't all smooth sailing as Commissioner Adrian Garcia and Judge Lena Hidalgo got into this testy exchange on Wednesday.
Are you going to follow the rules or not?
All right. I think that part of it is the ability to discuss. So normally there's a motion, a second, and then there's discussion. And so I'm discussing for the benefit of the public.
The question
and I'm
has
asking
been called.
A simple
the question has been called.
Is whether
Jay, can you give us an interpretation of what
please
it
means don't raise your voice, Commissioner. Please don't raise your voice at me.
The deficit was avoided by the elimination of hundreds of vacant job positions across the county workforce in an effort to avoid cuts to critical services.
All right, Tom. Here's Commissioner Leslie Briones on those vacancies.
The bottom line is that we have hundreds of vacancies. In terms of the general fund alone, there's over 1,000 vacancies. Well, we started drilling into these vacancies. Some had been open for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, some even longer. And the work has continued without those vacancies being filled.
The budget deficit was exacerbated after commissioners voted to increase pay for law enforcement deputies and constables. Briones also said that the cuts will not affect some of the most crucial county departments. About 100 union workers at the George R. Brown Convention Center will vote on whether to strike, potentially joining hundreds of striking workers at the nearby Hilton America's Houston Hotel. Officials with Unite Here 23 made the announcement. Our Dominic Anthony Walsh reports their contract expires next week.
We're not going to wait. Right. You are going to hear us.
Unite Here 23 represents both groups of workers. Dozens of members stood behind lead negotiator Willie Gonzalez as he made the announcement.
The food and beverage workers at the George R. Brown will be taking a strike vote to demand respect, wages, and dignity for themselves.
Both facilities are owned by Houston First, the city's local government corporation for conventions and tourism. The organization has received millions in revenue above what was projected so far this year from the Hilton and the Convention Center. The workers are asking their direct employers, Hilton and Levy Food Services, for a $23 hourly wage, about a 30% increase. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Hilton says it remains engaged in the bargaining process as the strike at the hotel, which began last month, continues. Levy says it is optimistic that we'll reach a fair agreement. Houston First says it hopes the union will, quote, negotiate in good faith with Levy to reach a mutually beneficial agreement so a strike is unnecessary. 76 degrees currently here on the UH campus. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.